Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day. Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I'm outside because it's not raining and the sun is shining and it's actually pretty nice. It almost feels like spring. But before we talk too much about spring and fruit, I did want to give an update on last week's Hump Day. Hallelujah. I did go ahead and take one of those new pairs of shoes out of the box, and I'm even wearing them today. I would show them to you, but I can't think of a graceful way to lift my foot up and without falling off the bench. But trust me, I do have new shoes on today. I'm wearing them in, and I was able to cycle another pair of shoes out of my closet. Probably another pair should go, but I'm not ready quite yet to do that yet. But embracing new things, embracing change, and I hope that you've challenged yourself to do the same this week and this new year. I have a couple of lemons here by way of reminder of the fruit that's making its way onto the ground and onto trees around at least this part of the country this time of year. These are lemons. At our house we have an orange tree, but I didn't bring any oranges in today. And the oranges almost daily are falling off of the tree, and in our neighborhood, in our backyard, they're actually being eaten by squirrels almost quicker than we can get them picked up or and brought in to eat them ourselves. But this fruit reminds me of the passage where Jesus says that you can tell what a tree is by the fruit that it bears, the fruit that it bears. And so these lemons came off of a lemon tree. In our yard, we have an orange tree, all sorts of fruits that different trees bear. And the same is true of us. You can tell a lot about a person by how they behave, how they act, how they interact with the world around them. As Christians, as followers of Jesus, it's not just enough to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. That needs to make a difference in our lives and in the ways that we interact with one another, the way that we treat one another, the way that we engage the world, God's creation around us. There's a song you're probably familiar with, and I'm not going to sing it. It's not one of my favorites, but the words are good. They'll know we are Christians by our love. And isn't that how we should be known in our community, in our relationships, as loving people who reflect the love of God that has been expressed to each of us in Christ Jesus our Lord? In my position as a pastor, I oftentimes get to meet with families as they're preparing for memorial services for a loved one. And we talk a lot about how that person is remembered. And it makes me think about how I want to be remembered. How do I want to be known? And I want to be known as a person who loves others, who is giving and kind and courteous and thinks the best of others and doesn't always put my needs ahead of the needs of others. How do you want to be known? How do you want people to not only think of you, but when they see your actions, what kind of tree will they imagine that you are based on the fruit that you bear in your life day in and day out, not just on Sunday or when you think other people are watching? It's a challenge to be sure, but it's one that I think with the help of the Holy Spirit, each of us are up for, to bear the love of Christ in all that we say and all that we do. It's been good spending a little bit of this sunny day with you, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day. Hallelujah.